One of the best things about spring for a lot of people are the fresh fruits and veggies. Often, the best quality can be found at your local farmers market. Kelly Crane is director of the Oregon Farmers Market Association and says hundreds of markets in the state provide a big boost to the economy and a way for people to get really great fruit and vegetables. And she says it looks like we're getting back to normal.
During the pandemic, we saw some vendors that were maybe less essential grocery vendors drop out of the markets for the season. So folks that might have been like crafters that came to a few markets a year, or maybe hobby farmers or farmers that are more at risk weren't participating last year. And some of those folks are coming back to the markets. But that same beautiful business incubator principle of a farmer's market is there. And so you see all those same businesses that you saw before at the farmer's market.
Now, talk a little bit about farmer's markets in general, how important they are to communities.
One of the core reasons that really came to light during the pandemic is that at their core, farmers markets are essential providers of food and farm products to the public, right? They're important in the same way that grocery stores are important. They feed their communities. So that's really the heart of the farmers market, is bringing farm direct products to the consumers. Farmers markets in typical years have a whole variety of wraparound advantages to the communities they're located in. Those can be things from like, you know, downtown revitalization efforts when farmers markets exist in downtown spaces. They can be business incubator spaces for people who are launching food or farm businesses. You know, it's not as expensive to launch a farmers market booth as it is a brick and mortar store. So it's a really low risk entrepreneurship opportunity. So there's that economic driver factor. There's also the, you know, keeping local dollars, local factors, keeping those dollars recycling within the communities that they are generated in. And then there's the social factors. On a typical day at a farmer's market, you have interactions with neighbors or other friends that you see there. You talk to the vendors. You learn things about where their products come from. It's a very social, interactive, colorful experience. And we saw that look a little different last year. And even this year, there's still some restrictions about what we can do, but we're hopeful that by the end of the season, you'll be back to seeing, you know, when it's safe, seeing those same events and musicians and activities that you became used to expecting prior to 2020.
And is there any statistics that you have on how many there are in the state and how many people visit collectively in the state?
So in a typical year, which our last really typical year was 2019, our farmers markets would see about 4.2 million visitors. They would host about 6,700 vendor businesses at their market. So that's a lot of small businesses supported, right? Fun fact, in 2019, about 1,800 of those had 3 years or less vending experience at any farmer's market. So these are really new businesses being incubated. In addition to those vendors that have been around for a while, the rest of the 6,700. We also estimate that in 2019, farmers market sales amounted to about $63 million in the state of Oregon. So that's not nothing when it comes to economic impact.
Wow.
So, yeah, those numbers were higher than I had expected. So it was really pleasing to get those. We double-checked them with a higher ed institution because we were so surprised how good it looked.